I'm thinking of putting a YouTube movie called The Rest of Us out.
Okay.
Basically have it start where we're all saying, you know, okay, we as a global population, about 99% of us are kind of more or less guided by 1%, right? You know, we're always looking at celebrities, or we're always looking at uber rich, or, you know, in one way, these are very actually important. These institutions could hold very cool things in terms of what they could do.
Uh-huh.
They serve societal functions, but the rest of us, I would say, while there, you know, there's wars going on or there's issues, why don't we do what we can? I would say projects we can do, like build our own solar panel for our house, get off grid, or
know how. Because the thing is when everything changes, okay, it's going to change fast. So the knowledge is lighter than hardware. So the most important thing is that you understand how to live.
Would one project make sense would be like, let's all just build our own solar panels, or because then we could reason, okay, the less resources we need, the more money could be spent towards, like instead of
our own internal social programs, because we're going to need them.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. Well, that's the whole local movement, but like I say, power local, or like I would really like to get a bunch of, do a fundraiser for solar panels for the barn, have at least for starters our lighting off-grid, and then, you know.
Lighting wouldn't be too hard to do off-grid.
No, because each trailer could have their own panel. I think that would be the best way, and I just have to price it out. What do you guys figure that would cost? No more than probably 100 200 bucks per trailer?
We actually have a friend who's playing with the newest kind of what's out there right now. We could probably introduce him to him at some point.
Yeah, what's his name?
Chris. He's been actually buying like all of the equipment, the inverters and stuff, and playing with them.
Yeah? Okay. I'd like to talk with him because I want to get, just build a bunch of panels for the trailers and then...
I would have invited him out this time, but I wanted to make sure that, you know, like we're having, it's our kind of almost our first experience together.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, you know, there's time.
Yeah, you established yourselves and now, mm-hmm. Now you can start hosting, yeah.
But, we used to do a little bit more hosting, and we used to have, the house was a little bit more empty. It was a little more traditional at one time, like with couches and stuff. But just lately, it's easier for me here because I can get closer to the kitchen.
Yeah.
I'm centralized. I can watch everything that's happening in the house. I can be around in the kitchen if somebody gets hungry.
Yeah.
Because in having, you know, she just has to see the house things a lot. But she's seen a social worker who I actually like. But, she's been, every teacher at school and me have been concerned about her, like she started, like her sleep, she starts sleeping less and less at night, and she'd get up in the middle of the night and sneak on the internet, at night.
Sorry, she doesn't have her computer at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she was eating less and less, and she was falling asleep in classes and being non-responsive, and all the teachers are concerned.
Okay.
So... I had started already because I suspected I took the internet away. When I do give it back, I'm going to give it back in a limited way.
So you had to sit down with all the teachers and everything?
I'm actually basically just talking to the social worker. I'm not going to get to that point.
Okay.
But they've got her talking to someone who talks about eating disorders.
Okay.
You know, and stuff, because other people have noticed the weight loss too, right?
Right.
You know, and we're concerned because...
I'm just going to stop the